what other buildings would figure in your child's basement impression?
You mean in my
community or
here in town?
Or here in town.
Well, the only post office I really remember here in town is this one down here that they've abandoned now, that's got U.S. Motors up on the front of it. That was,
you remember that?
As long as it's, I don't know how old it is, but that's the first post office I remember here in town.
How about places like libraries and
Well, now, so far as I know, and Ms. Martin can probably tell you more about this than I could, but the only library Mina had was run by the Literary Club. And they got to where they couldn't take care of it, and it had been there a long time.
So they
turned it over to the county. They give it to the county. And the county, in turn, voted a one mill tax for the support of this library, and now they have built a new one. But I remember when it was just a little white, this little white building that belonged to the Literary Club.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about places to go to the movies? They have such a thing as an opera house, or they used to call it an opera house?
I think they did, but I never did. I never attended. I never did go to the opera. I did in early years go to a picture show, which they had one. We had two then, one on the south side and one on this side. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember the opera house.
Did they refer to the opera house as a theater or what?
Well, they called it a theater. Now, I can't tell you exactly what it was because I don't know. I really don't know.
And is there any feeling against the theater on religious grounds? Or?
I imagine there was, considering that in later years, there was religious feelings against some other things. I'm sure there were some religious feelings against that too. I wouldn't say yes, but I would think so.
No. And this little station here, when was it? Do you remember the railroad station?
It was already, the railroad station was here when I could first remember. But now, Ms. can tell you when the railroad station was built.
See,
she'll know.
How about did you call the station the depot?
Oh, we called it depot.
The depot.
It was depot. And they had a train. I remember coming to Mina when I was a child on the train, and we had to go several miles to the railroad station, which was in Eagleton. There's no Eagleton anymore. It's gone. But we would catch the train. I'm talking like they talked then. We would catch the train at Eagleton, and they called it the local. And we would come to Mina. But there was already a depot here then.
That's a handsome little place. And you say, judging from the lack of doctors, you didn't have a clinic or anything like that?
No. I can remember when we had the first clinic in Mina or anything pertaining to a hospital. There was one of the doctors is still down here. He's real old, Dr. Redmond, and another doctor bought an apartment house up here and made a hospital out of it, and that was the first anything like a clinic or a hospital that we had here. All we had was just, I can remember when there was only two doctors here. Yes, for the whole area. And they operated that a while, and then this Elks Club down here on Main Street, right down across from the Star Office, then they made a hospital out of that and used it until they built the Polk County Memorial Hospital.
Where do people stay?
They had some hotels. Now, the hotels are all gone, but there was one, and it was called the Mina Hotel, and it was down here on the corner where these apartment houses are. There's a Dr.
Carl is down there, optometrist.